Here's the beauty of this game. I got a full house.
Private mansions, five-star hotels. These are the venues for some of the most elite celebrity poker games in Hollywood. This past week, one of these high-stakes but low-profile games was put right in the spotlight. Several celebrities, including Spider-Man star Tobey Maguire, were slapped with lawsuits trying to get at their poker winnings. In Maguire's case, more than $300,000. The suits accused one of the players, a former hedge fund manager named Bradley Rutterman, of gambling away his investors' money in these celebrity games. Rutterman's now in prison, convicted of running a $44 million Ponzi scheme. As for those investors, they want their money back. Now, private poker games are legal in California, as long as no one makes money for operating the game. But the lawsuits allege that this particular game was illegal, and as a result, the defendants shouldn't be able to keep Rutterman's stolen cash. Celebrities like Matt Damon.
I just got top two pair on the flop.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Full house, boys!
And Ben Affleck.
That's a worse flop for Ben than Gigli.
Can you believe it?
Are all said to have played in the game. They are not being sued. That's according to a celebrity who is Gabe Kaplan, star of the iconic 1970s TV show Welcome Back, Kotter, and now a professional poker player. He says this game was for high rollers only.
It came together with a few really good poker players, some of them business people, a couple of celebrities.
Have you played with Tobey Maguire, who's reportedly...
Oh, yeah, I play a lot with Tobey.
He's reportedly pretty good. Is he as good as has been reported?
Yes. Not as good as me, but he's Tobey, I would say, is probably the best celebrity poker player. He's really good, and he could play with anybody.
How did you get into the game?
Well, I was one of the original people. The game probably started about 10 years ago. And, well, I'm an A-lister, too, of course, you know. Usually, if I'm associated with somebody, it's like Todd Bridges or Danny Bonaduce or somebody like that. You know, I don't get too much association with Leonardo DiCaprio and Tobey Maguire. But I do play cards with them occasionally.
Can you give me a sense of what the scene is? You know, maybe I've seen too many movies, but, you know, I'm kind of thinking cigars, dark lights, only men, maybe sunglasses, some ball caps.
Ball caps, no sunglasses, no cigars, nobody drinks.
Mm.
It's real serious.
Yeah. Are actors better poker players?
No, it has nothing to
really?
Do. That's why, you know, when this particular guy came in, he was so convincing. Bradley Rutterman seemed to have the kind of personality that he didn't really care that much about the money. And he duped a lot of the people in the poker game to invest money in his fund.
So he may not have been a good bluffer at the poker table, but he duped
yes.
everyone off the table.
Exactly.
That's Gabe Kaplan, the star of Welcome Back, Kotter, and avid poker player. Gabe, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thanks a lot, Rachel.